Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was finishing a good long walk the other day. It was a beautiful morning, the kind of early, early autumn day that feels as clean as a day can feel. The sky was Santa Fe blue. I was in the state of smile. As I neared our front door, a little girl and her mom came riding up on their bikes. I didn't know them, and they didn't look familiar. Now, being the sort of walker that I am, and feeling particularly gregarious that morning, I tipped my hat and bid them a good morning. When a child is involved, my greeting always includes a vigorous wave of my hand. Have you noticed it? Kids really like to wave. They like to wave hello, and they like to wave goodbye. They like to wave more than they like to say the words. I would guess the girl to be 6 or 7. She was accomplished enough at riding her bike that she waved back at me effortlessly as they passed. Mom smiled and asked me how I was doing. I replied exceptionally well, which caused her smile to broaden considerably. As I turned onto my front walkway, I heard the girl call to her mother, "Mommy, is he your old-time friend?" The question has filled my brain ever since. Is he your old-time friend? What do those words mean? What did that little girl mean by them? Your old-time friend. It's fraught with possibility, isn't it? It's delicious. Maybe they lived in another town when she was very little. Maybe there was a guy who lived on their street who helped out with things. Maybe she remembers being in a stroller pushed by her mom, passing that guy's house and saying hello to him. Maybe I look like a picture of that guy. A framed picture her mom still keeps on the big hutch in the dining room. Or maybe I was the same guy whom her mom talks about when she tells stories from her own childhood. Old Fred, who lived down the block from her. Old Fred, who sat on his porch reading the paper. Old Fred, who always wore a man hat and smoked a pipe. Maybe I look like a picture of old Fred. A picture that the little girl's mom has hanging in the living room. There was a man in their lives when the little girl started kindergarten. There was a time when he came over to the house quite a lot. Sometimes he would spend the night. Sometimes he would cook pancakes in the morning. Sometimes she rode in the burly that he pulled behind his bike. Sometimes they just sat on the couch and listened to music. Her mom used to have a picture of him on her night table. She doesn't have that picture anymore. Or maybe the little girl refers to anyone as old as her grandparents as old time. Maybe it's just a quirky way to ask, how old is that man? I used to pretend when I was a boy that I would grow up to play third base for the Yankees. I was pretty sure of it. I practiced for hours. My favorite game of the year was the annual old timers game. I would watch it with my dad, and he would tell me how great those old timers used to be. They were the major leaguers from his boyhood. Bill Terry and Rogers Hornsby and Mel Ott and Jimmy Fox. Every once in a while, my dad would go quiet during the game. I think he went back for a minute to being a kid in the stands as the Babe would smash another one into the upper deck. I remember that these former greats, many of them Hall of Famers, looked really, really old to me. They couldn't run anymore. Their throats had no zip. Most of them had gray hair. Some were a little stooped over. And a few of them could only take a bow at the beginning of the game and then go sit in the dugout while their teammates eked out 3 more innings before the announcer mercifully called an end to the game. I haven't seen them since, the little girl and her mom, except in my mind, wondering just what she meant when she said, "Mommy, is he your old-time friend?" Hey, don't go away just yet. I want to remind you that we'll be having our one-day fall pledge drive on Thursday, September 15th. We start at 6 in the morning. Organic Valley will be matching pledges dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So tune in and help us out, will you? Make a pledge next Thursday, September 15th.